Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service. Yeah.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots of the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. And let me remind you, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. And we have a very focused show. We only speak about the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I can benefit you. finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach me directly at 800-306-1900, 800-306-1900, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When your number comes directly to me first, there are no operators. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, if I have any money, I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And, of course, a beautiful Ron Siegel Radio celebrating today. We are starting today. It is National Chocolate Parfait Day. Look at that one. I'll put it up there on social media sites right now. Chocolate parfait. That's just a nice simple one to share and enjoy for the day. Chocolate parfait. Get one. Are you going to indulge today? That's the question. Are you going to indulge in chocolate parfait day, or are you just going to watch the Dow Jones Industrial Average? It is up point as we speak right now. Let's just check that one out. It's doing for you. Not a whole lot, but interesting information as we've shared with you in the past that Dow Jones, it's been going up, but what are you doing with your retirement funds? Are you watching them? So we're going to chat about that today. There's been questions about retirement and what folks are doing to save their retirement. So we're going to chat about that quite a bit this morning. I think that there's some good information to share with you there. Oil down 59 cents, about 48.73. The 10-year Treasury jumping up again, 2.337. People getting out of the safety of the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That's what happens when you see the yield going up on the 10-year Treasury. I mean, people are going out of the safety of that area. They're going into riskier investments. The stocks, oil, commodities, those different areas. And it really has to do with a sense of security in the marketplace, a high level of optimism in the marketplace. That's probably where that's coming from. So we'll see what's going on in that one as well. Further on in the market, what else is going on here? It's a busy weekend. The president out there decided he was going to go and listen to the bashing of the media at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So he was out there Saturday having a little chat with people. Do some March price consumer expectation price index, PCE, fell 0.1% in February, below the consensus for a 5-year. Core PCE was 1.6% higher than a year ago, down from 1.8% last month. March personal income rose 0.2% from February, below the consensus of 0.3%. Not a whole lot of action in the market based on those. And the U.S. consumer spending is still not doing a whole heck of a lot. Got to wonder why that is. U.S. consumer spending flat for the second month. People are just waiting and watching. There's a lot of high confidence. They're expecting lots of good things from the president. But seeing the results. Heard about the tax, talk about that in just a minute, but we got some good information there from the president. We've heard that they're very close on the reforming of Obamacare, so maybe we can afford it, and maybe the gentlemen who are listening to us don't have to have the pregnancy coverage, don't have to be covered for mammograms and pap smears and all that kind of stuff. Not that you have to pay for it when guys have to have it, but how they did that one. But consumers cut back sharply spending on durable goods such as autos in March, leaving overall spending unchanged for the second straight month. Slowdown activity was a major reason. Overall growth slowed sharply in the winter. Again, good consumers. We're at like a 17-year high on consumers. So the case, people are still very excited about what's going on. See it happen already. Trump administration talking about getting rid of a lot of deductions. We've seen that. There's, think about this one. This is going to be a biggie because there's a lot of our people in California. Think about this. Jared has never seen a tax he didn't love. This is pretty interesting because the tax plan the president has, Jerry Brown has already said that if they eliminate the death tax, California likes that money, so they figure that people are already losing it, so they won't mind, so they'll just start a tax in California. But they eliminate the tax. California, well, we're going to take that on our own. Think about this one. I had a conversation over the weekend, and we were chatting about the idea. Getting rid of your 401k, getting rid of your IRA, your rollover, getting rid of them. You don't need that out there right now. So far, year to date, no risk of losing your money. I shouldn't say no risk. It's a very minimal risk of losing your money. Nothing you can ever say has no risk is investing in your treasuries, which I already told you only about 2% of money. 3% is the asset class I'm talking about, 2.33. No market risk. You don't have to worry about losing money. There's some good safety hedges on there as well. Think about that. So if you can do that and get 16% so far this year, don't you think it's something? Total liquidity. What happens if you take all of your money out of your IRA and put it into this asset class? Yes, you have to pay some taxes on it, but you can actually start developing a stream of revenue next year. So if you have $1 million, I don't know what you have, but $1 million is easy because it's one. So you can always say 30% of that, 40% of that, double that, whatever your number is. But if you have an IRA roller, 401k roller company, and you've got money that was in that asset class, you have money that was in that roller, and you're looking and saying, what could I do with that money today? Well, here's the answer to that question. You can take that money into investments and access to it starting this year without the penalties that are involved in your 401k IRA and get better return on investment and still not have a tax liability. That's going to be a beautiful product. We're going to talk more about that later. But the issue here is use that to counteract what Jerry Brown wants to do. Jerry is saying, well, if the federal government stops the death tax, California is going to start it. Well, this beats that avenue as well. You get that in, that money out of your estate. So right now, the death tax federally is for those people that are $5.5 million for an individual, $11 million for a couple. But this one here that issue, that problem, and you don't have taxes down the road. Now, if I'm on the older side, if I'm a part of the old demographic, of course there's a solution for that as well. So you got to listen in to the broadcast today so we can get more information to you on that. We don't want you to feel left out. Think about that whole concept. We're also looking at the idea now that the states that are going to be hit by the state and local deductions going to be eliminated if the president's plan goes through. The high taxing states, California, New York, New Jersey, and they're also getting, in addition to getting rid of the death tax, they're also looking at getting rid of the deductions, the loopholes for the amount of state and local taxes you pay. Now that makes sense to me as well, because you look at a state like Texas who does not have a state income tax, so their citizens the advantage of a loony state like Taxifornia. In Taxifornia, we have a high state tax. The citizens of Taxifornia get a tax break on it. That's going to level that playing field a bit. So residents with high state taxes, Louisiana, Texas, and others, or citizen income tax, generally opt to deduct their sales tax if they itemize. So that tax may hinder them as well. Think about that. I mean, I know that we love taxes in California, that we seem to vote for them all the time. It's going to be a big benefit to those that are in the lower taxing states, the more fiscally responsible states. We'll see a big benefit if this goes through. Now, remember, the beauty of the whole process is every state gets the same number of senators. There's two senators in every state. So we don't have to worry about that part of it. Just a thought for you there. Now, we've got a new spending bill going through as well. Let me find my notes on that one. I know that there are the Freedom Caucus looks like they might be the one. They're going to become irrelevant from Ohio, a founding member of the Freedom Caucus. What's happening already is we've known that this was a potential for happening. But because of what their processes are, the way they do things, the Freedom Caucus is going to become more and more irrelevant. And I'll tell you why. It's because the president realizes that they're obstructionists. They're just looking to see what areas, what processes they get in the way of. The more they get in the way, the more the president goes to some of the more conservative people within the Democrat Party. He says, okay, there's 30 people, give or take, in the Freedom Caucus. I need to find 30 that are in the Democrat Party that are more conservative or have a higher risk of being ousted during the next election. And we'll see if we can work with them instead of worrying about it. It's going to be a very interesting scenario the way that works. More about that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your events and the financial markets. When we come back, we got a lot to cover today. We're going to talk about the pace of home sales. Can we keep up on that pace? Talk about it. We're going to talk about things you can do to solidify your child's financial future. There's some things right now that you'd be doing to help your kids financially. Meet the rare financial advisor who recommends paying off your mortgage. Not a good idea. Want to be a millionaire? Increase your 401k contributions. Yeah, we're going to tell you, you absolutely know better than that, but I'm going to share with you that report as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within your market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be there every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Ron. Glad to see you with us. Mitchell in the house. Good to see you there as well, buddy. Let's talk about real-time real estate today. Is the current home sales manual? That is the question this morning. And the real-time real estate segment is being brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That's NESB, the 7564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So is the current pace of home sales maintainable? There are some experts questioning whether the current pace of residential home sales is maintainable. Are many people buying homes like in 2004 to 2006? Are we headed for another housing crisis? Actually, if we look closely at the numbers, we can see that we are looking at a very healthy, we are looking at the last 4 years of home sales and comparing them to the 3 years just prior to the housing bubble. So we have a graph here, and we look at existing home sales in the median. However, if we go back and look, so you look at the first one, it's going from 2000 to today. And we see that we're getting close to the same kind of numbers in 2000. Oh, it's a little about 2002, maybe a little less than that. But if we go back further in history, we actually see a better picture. You have to take out the anomalies, the boom and the bust, to see what really makes sense. So if you take those out and go back to the years 1999, 1998, well, that's pretty close to where we are right now. And if you go back and look at the 2000, earlier in the 90s, you know, there were ups and downs. So new homes are way below the historic norm. Dave Vinegar, REMAX CEO, explains, we expect a uptick in sales this time of year, and March certainly met and somewhat exceeded that expectation. We don't anticipate tightening inventory to ease up in most markets until new construction can catch up to its previous recession pace. Until then, sellers enjoy a fast-paced market, and buyers will need to work with their agent to get in the right home. Bottom line, the current pace of residential home sales definitely seems maintainable. There's not a whole lot. I hear this on a regular basis when people are consistently asking a question there. They're looking and saying, can we maintain it? In 2000, if you remember then, we had the dot-com bubble. And people continually looked at it and said, well, we're heading for another bubble. And we just now are getting to new highs on the NASDAQ. We never did get to the point where we really had that next bubble that people really needed to worry about. And what are we, 18 years down the road right now, and we're still looking and saying, is it another bubble in .com? Well, no, it's not, because the business model has caught up to where it was. Same scenario is really in place when we're looking at real estate. When you got the amount of pent-up demand, what is a bubble? A bubble is really prices going up because prices are going up. It was a case of musical chairs is what caused the majority of the bubble. People were looking and saying, I don't have to worry about value. The price is going to go up. I'm going to buy the house. 2 years from now, I can make 20%, and I'll sell this house and go to the next one. There was no reason for them to go up. Right now, it's not a matter of people just trying to, I'll buy my house, you buy your house, you know, you buy my house, and just going round robin. That's not what's going on right now. We've got this pent-up demand where people have not been buying houses the way they had been, the way they need to. Why do you say need to? Well, getting married and saying they haven't sold their house because they don't believe they have the equity to do so, yet we know better. We know that the vast majority of the people have plenty of equity in their property to make a change. They just haven't done it for one reason or another. They don't believe they can. They don't believe they've got the equity in their property to make that happen, to sell their house and go on to another property, something that's maybe a little bit bigger, something maybe they want something smaller. Everyone has their own desires. So you look at these things and you say, okay, what is it that makes you happy? What is it that you want? And you go from there and say, okay, if you haven't moved in the last 5 years or 10 years, because we're seeing that that's what average home ownership is, 10 years now, if you haven't moved in all that time, what's changed in your life? Are your kids still in the same school? Probably not over 10 years. Maybe you didn't even have kids then. Now you do. Play, you've got pent demand, and then those people start realizing they've got equity, and everybody else wants what they have, and they can leverage that into the property. See, if you had bought a house in 2004, 5, 6, the values dropped in 7 and 8. They've gone back, not through now. They've recovered. And as that continues to happen, you say, okay, well, now I understand that. I wanted to get into a 3-bedroom house instead of that starter 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom. I need that. Well, now you can do. Because you've got equity to make it happen for your family. You call us at the radio station, and we'll talk to you about it. And you say, okay, we understand numbers. We understand what's going on in the marketplace. And we understand that people they listen to some of the fake news, and they start thinking, well, you know something? We might be in for another bubble. Well, if you're in a specific market, I mean, if you've got a 1,200 square foot house, that property's up 7.5% from annual appreciation from 2011 to 2016. 7.5% annual appreciation. If you put 10% down, you know that most people are putting 6% down on their first homes. That's the biggest category. But if you put 10% down, think about that. Your property, your investment, your dollars have significantly jumped. So you take and sell that property or refinance that property, take the money out of it, put it into a new property with another 5 or 6 or 7% down payment, refinance one, put it in the next one, rent out the first one, and that becomes part of retirement nest egg. And you rent that. I mean, rents right now in Southern California, $2,000, $2,500, $3,000. The numbers are pretty crazy. But I mean, on the large homes, 8% average annual appreciation. Average. So round that off to 4%. I'm a simple guy. 5 years, 20% over the 5 years. If you have a $500,000 house, you've got $100,000 in equity in appreciation plus amount that you've paid down your loan over that period of time, you can take and leverage that, refinance that out, go buy another house, and now you've got two. Remember the game Monopoly? That's what the whole game was predicated on was the idea of buying one and replicating over and over again. We'll talk about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Radio discussing your finance and the financial markets. Seven things you can do now to solidify your financial future. A financial advisor thinks it's smart to pay off your mortgage. I check change my financial advisor. And increasing your 401k contributions, I would say there's another one that's not in your best interest. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com or Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Leave it as part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We're back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I'm delivering it every day on the radio every time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Matters. Well, actually, let's just mortgage because I want to do the word on wealth. Both tie in together, and we'll see what happens with these two. The mortgage is being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you have net, when you're ready for that next, we'll talk about that in the last segment. Gold Star has the programs, the product that makes sense for you and for your family. So let's chat about off a mortgage as soon as possible. And we're also going to chat about wanting to become a millionaire by increasing your 401k contributions. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, does anybody really want to be a millionaire so you can pay more taxes? Is that the concept? Is that the idea behind the plan of saying, you know something, I like this idea, I want to pay more taxes, so let's increase your contribution to the 401k or the IRA? I would suggest that's probably not in your best interest. So they're both the same scenario. When you put money into increasing the 401k contribution, all you want to do, I share this regularly, your contribution to the 401k should be limited to whatever your company will match. If they're matching 3%, put in 3%. If they're matching 5%, put in 5%. If they match up to 1%, that's your maximum number you're going to put into the 401k or the IRA. That's the concept right now. Why say that? Well, the whole concept of the 401k IRA is to see how much money they can get from you. How much money the IRS and the state taxing authority, franchise tax board here in California, that's what we want to see, why they want you to put money in the 401k and the IRA. They call it a qualified plan. So let's think about this, what it's qualified for. If you have $1,000 today, your goal is to increase by the time from between now and the time you retire. Let's just say that $1,000 increases to $10,000 between now and then. So if you pay your taxes today, and say you're in the 35% tax bracket, you're going to pay $350 today. Or you can wait until it increases to $10,000 and pay $3,500 in taxes. Do you really want to be paying $3,500 in taxes? I would be paying that same $1,000 plus your $350 tax liability. You've got $650 in your investment vehicle that I've been talking about for 20, almost 30 years. I can say that. Started talking about it. I did it my first time for myself in 1999. Doing it for others later on. We started at Merrill Lynch. We're talking about this. We're still talking about it. Still doing it. Still recommending it for people. If you put the money into these other vehicles, you put it into an insurance program. You want the insurance to be backwards. You want the lowest possible death benefit that's not going to make it qualified or considered a modified endowment contract. And you put that money in there, same as you would if you had an IRA or a 401k. But you put the money into those other vehicles, and they grow. You put it into the insurance plan. You can't qualify for insurance. There's ways around legally. I'm not asking you or suggesting anybody do anything that's not legal. I'm suggesting that there are better ways than what the sheep will look for in doing some of these different programs. The sheep, I say, are always the groups that continue to go on and on and on and do the same things everybody else is doing and hope to get different results because most of America can't afford to retire right now. Yet, if you put the money into the vehicles, there's going to be a limitation on them. But the limitation is that they're going to earn somewhere between 2% and 17% every single year. 2% to 17%. They will not go below 2%. They will not go above 17%. But think about that. You got 2.33 on the 10-year treasury right now, and that's about as high as it's been for the last 5 or 6 or 7 years. So if you can get in these higher numbers, like I say earlier, so far this year, it's right around 16% return on investment. But what if in the last 30 years, I think it averages about 8% return on investment over 30 years. That included the time when the stock market really took a dive in 2008 to 17%, 16%, 8%, 5% without a risk of loss. That's some great numbers right there. When you talk about a risk of loss, what do I mean by that? Think about this. When the stock market went from 11,000 toward the end of the Bush 43 administration until the beginning of the Obama administration, when it went down to about 6,700 to 6,800. Let's call that a 40% loss. Just call it for round numbers. Let's call it a 40% loss. Now we're going to switch and say you had $1,000 invested in it there. And $1,000 lost 40%, brought it down to $600. Is that what you have to do to bring $600 back to $1,000? You see, 100%, you have to go like 80%, right? 80% is going to bring it up to $1,080. You know what it's like to get 80% appreciation just to get it up to $1,080? Doesn't happen. So you have to start talking multiple years. So now if you had that $1,000 and you put it into an investment like I'm talking about in these insurance programs, you have to have the right person that understands the program. You have to have the right program. We don't want you to get involved in the modified endowment contract. That's not going to have tax advantages that I'm sharing with you. But think about that. That $1,000 market went down 40%. Well, now it's still $1,020 because you got a minimum of 2% appreciation. Well, now you see that the market is already triple or quadruple. 3.5 times, 350% up. So you look at 350% up since 2009, that money would have been skyrocketing. So instead of having back where you were, that money really skyrockets all the way through. That's what we want you to be looking at. That's what we want you to be looking at. Now, when you talk about a financial advisor that says, pay off your mortgage, well, what's the return on investment on home equity? Your return on investment of home equity is absolutely zero. Do I want you to own real estate? Yes. Do I want you to have your equity out of there? Yes. Because when you put your money in these investments, which the government backstopped in 2009, when the insurance company had trouble, remember in 2009, the government paid them all out. So you wouldn't lose money through insurance companies. So that's why you want to put your money in the insurance companies. Now, what about the individuals that are older? Well, maybe you have a job. Remember, every insurance contract has parties involved in it. You've got the owner. Contract. You've got the benefit contract, and you've got the insured. They could all be different people. Think about that. And then when you said benefit, then you have some of the beneficiaries that are down the road a little bit. So we want these constantly growing for you. We want you to have more and more money. We want you to do better and better. When you put money into buying real estate, put down the least possible money. If when you're getting into it, it might be 3%, might be 5%, might be 5 or 6%. You want to get to the point where your down payment is close to, or your equity position is 20%, but once you start getting over 20%, you're losing opportunity because you take that money out, you have $500,000 that appreciates 5% a year, that's $25,000 a year. And that doesn't matter if 5% only you've got your house paid off. No. So right now you can borrow, let's just use a round number of 4%. I don't know what it is today. Use a round number of 4% in a 30% tax bracket, your effective rate of borrowing is 2.8%. Now, if you can get 16%, and you don't have to pay tax on it, 8%, and you're paying 2.8 net for it, doesn't that make sense to you? Almost three times your money? It'd be like going out and buying a Starbucks franchise today for $100,000 and I sell it for $300,000 in a year and do it over again. The idea, that's why it's not good for you to pay off your real estate. I'll debate anywhere about that. Putting more money in 401k than what's actually being matched and leaving it there if you move from a job to a job? No, you don't want to do that. That's just giving your money. It's giving away your opportunity. Now, what if you've already got money in a 401k rollover? Actually, not rollover, but take that money, you roll it into an account that you control, or you take that money out and pay taxes on it, pay the penalty on it over a certain number of years. It makes sense to do it. And especially now when we start seeing that taxes are increasing based on the goals of the Trump administration, paying the taxes, there's going to be people this year looking to say, if I take my IRA and roll on the Roth IRA, a big strategy that people are going to look into. I say, what if you take that money out and start using it 1 year from now? Think about that. $1 million IRA that you take it out, get rid of it, and get that into these insurance vehicles. You can start getting $80,000 a year to your life out of that process. $80,000 a year for life. You may even grow more than that, especially if you put more money into it. That's what we're talking about. That is the mortgage. That was the Gold Star Mortgage. We time our offer. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. Within every there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust and guidance. That's my message, and as your advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990. 1990. It matters, being brought to you by creditcenter.com. Your report, it is wrong. What are they doing about it? What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Question is, are you going to go there? Are you going to take care of the problem and deal with it? Some people put their heads in the sand. Some people actually get on it. And when they really get on it and start doing it, it's amazing how much you can see your credit scores increasing. In fact, I had somebody just recently, I looked at the credit report, and they have like a 670 on the credit score. And you start looking at the credit score and you say, well, it's not because of anything wrong, they just don't have enough credit. They've gone to the point where they've got a car payment, they've got no house, no credit cards, they do everything with credit cards. Or they have a business, they do it on a business credit card. I hate to tell you, if you're going to try and buy a house, I know that there are some people out there that talk about using everything with a debit card, but your credit, you'll get the credit up there to a high enough number so you can actually get the most favorable of rates. And the debit card or paying cash does not do that for you. So what are some of the things you can actually do for your children and their financial future? Well, first, those college savings accounts. The number of different programs out there. You may want to look at a 529. The key thing here is you don't get them involved in dealing with student loans. The more we can stay away from the student loans, the better off the young people are going to be. We're starting to see out of student loans. There's regulations going through Congress now where they're looking at the idea of not charging the seniors or not having a deduction for seniors Social Security to pay off student loan debt. Think about that concept, is that a senior who's living off of Social Security, obviously they don't have a lot of money because they would have paid off student loan debt already, but they're having that some of that money confiscated. The average student Social Security, I think it's $1,400 in some instances, but then have some of that being taken to cover student loan debts. So there's 21% cut in benefits to cover the student loan debt. There is a program going through or a bill going through Congress right now to try and stop from being able to have. It's just that getting money from or getting from the seniors. Now, is this one a good one, or we have to see the details or what it's all about? But the concept becomes the same. If student loan debt was discharged with bankruptcy, I guarantee you, I shouldn't say guarantee because people want to take me seriously or probably, but the concept is that you will stop seeing so much student loan offering going out there if they start saying, you know, we're not going to allow that. We're going to allow you written off or discharged in bankruptcy. So one of the things about that savings plan, have a life insurance policy. Don't think the life insurance policies are not just for the benefit. There are financial benefits to it as well. We've talked about some of those. If you're using the right policy, put a guardian in your will. Make sure that if you've got to have someone that's a guardian in your will. Trust, open a savings account for your child. Let them know how to start. Let them think about the start of saving. Give them an allowance. Let them have a budget about finances. Make sure they understand them. Involve them in certain financial decisions. Now, I obviously want them, they're not doing everything, but it does matter for them to know what's going on in the world, know what's going on in their family. Think about these things. Now, as soon as they turn 18, the concept is, I would get them a credit card, just one of these credit cards, like a $300 limit. So if you need to bail them out, but let them become responsible and understand. They go to Starbucks, they can put it on that credit card. They pay the credit card bill on a regular basis. You're the parent. You need to monitor them. You need to monitor and make sure they are making that payment, because that's part of the teaching process. Or you teach them to be good citizens and how to understand and do. And make these decisions, start building up credit. Again, keep it as a small credit card, or small. And you may want to have where you're one of the signers on there, so you see all the time. You can have the statement get emailed to you as well as, or set up a email account where the statement goes to where you access it. So you're watching them. You have kids, not easy to raise them. That's the concept. I want you to start teaching them to be responsible stewards. Because that way, when they do want to get their own car, when they want to get their own house, they'll have established credit, they'll have established habits, what they're doing in these areas, and they will be much better off in the long run instead of paying somebody else's mortgage. Here, I want them to pay their mortgage. I want them to be in their own home. Not paying somebody else's mortgage. That's the whole idea of the process. And that's why I have the first radio preset button every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, you make a lot of money, help a lot of money. A lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Seagull Radio.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure to mark the notes. Tuesdays and Thursdays are certainly earlier, okay, before Tuesday. Okay, yeah, that's no problem at all. We can definitely find a kid that did it before Tuesday for you guys. Sure, of course. Yeah, that's why I've been texting all the appointments, but I can definitely. I'll provide the other names for the one later today and for the one tomorrow as well. If that person's able to.